Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Shlach, that's Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yed Zayin. And we begin this Aliyah with learning about the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. The Pasuk says, Vaydabar Shalom Moshe Lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar el Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Aleim, speak to Bnei Yisrael and tell them, Bavoyachem el Oretz, Asher ani mevi'eschem Shama, upon your coming to the land that I bring you over there. Now Rashi, which we're not going to read inside, tells us that the Chiv of Challah actually existed in the Midbar already, so already once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they had this chiyuv. It wasn't a new chiyuv once they went into Eretz Yisrael, like many other chiyuvim were. Pasuk Yates continues, V'haya b'chalchem yilechem ha'aretz, will be when you eat from the bread of the land, terimu trumah l'Hashem, you shall set aside a portion for Hashem. Reishis arisa yisechem, the first of your kneadings, as in K-N-E-A-D, the first of your kneadings, chala terimu trumah, you shall separate chala, ketrumah's gairin, just like the trumah of the gairin, of the threshing floor, meaning trumah that's taken off of grain and produce, ken terimu yisa, so too you shall separate it. Mei reishis arisa yisechem, titnu l'Hashem trumah, from the first of your kneadings, you shall give a trumah to Hashem, lidar for all your future generations. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, and take a look at the third Rashi, Ketrumas Gairen, Shaloi Nemar Bashir. It doesn't have a specific shear in regards to Trumas Gairen. Like Ketrumas Meiser, Shenemar Bashir, and it's not like Trumas Meiser that a shear said about it, which is 1/10. Aval Chacham Nasnu Shear, the Chacham did give a shear for Challah. Labal Bayis, a regular homeowner that's making Challah, Echad Masim Verba, it's 1/24 of the dough. Velanachtim, for the baker, Echad Marbaim Mushmoina, 1/48. Pasuk Chaf Aleph and Rashi, let's see the second Rashi, Titnu Lashem Truma, Lafi Shaloi Shamanu Shear Lachal. Again, since we don't have a specific shear for challah, Nemar says, Titnu, you shall give, Sheheba Kedei Nesina, so that it shall be enough to give, meaning something significant should be given to the Kayin. And back to Chumash, Pasuk Chaf Beis, a different topic. V'chi sishku, and if you shall inadvertently sin, you shall error. V'loy sasu es kol mitzvah se'ile, and you do not do all of these mitzvahs, asher dibra shal Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe. Es kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe, everything that Hashem commanded you through Moshe, min ha'yom asher tziva Hashem v'hala d'arisechem, from the day that Hashem commanded you, and onwards for your generations. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Beis, what exactly are we talking about? So the second Rashi tells us, v'chi sishku, and if you're going to error, ba'avoydus k'chav makas medaber, we're talking about the sin of avoydus zara, ayin el abachazim kol mitzvahs, perhaps we're talking about one of the other mitzvahs. Tamalar mitzvah, the Pasuk says, eis kol ha-mitzvahs ha'ele, all of these mitzvahs, mitzvah achas shehi k'chav mitzvahs. We're talking about transgressing one mitzvah, which is equal to all the other mitzvahs, ma'ayver al kol mitzvahs. Just like if someone is over every single mitzvah, pyrek el, he throws off the yoke, umefer bris, and he null the bris, umagal upon him, af mitzvah zu. So to this mitzvah that we're talking about in the Pasuk, parik ba'ol, the person throws off the yoke, umefer bris, and he nullifies the bris, umagal upon him, ve'ezu. And which mitzvah are we talking about here? Zu avaydus kechavim. This is talking about doing avaydus zara. Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel tells us, eis kol asher tziva, magadus teaches us, shekol hamoida avaydus kechavim. Anyone that agrees with me does avaydus zara, kechayfer b'chol hatara kula, it's like he denies the entire Torah, b'chol mashin esnabo nevim, and he's also denying everything the nevim prophesied about. Shenemar says, let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Dalet and see in what scenario and in what case we're talking about the people are Avir Avaydah Zara. And it will be if, from the eyes of the Eda, it was done Bishkaga inadvertently. Now, Eina Eda is referring to the Sanhedrin, which means that the Sanhedrin paskined incorrectly regarding something that actually turned out to be Avaydah Zara. The entire Eda should prepare a young par for an Oila as Reach Nichaich Rashem, and its mincha and its libations, kamishbat, usi'ir izim echad l'chatos, and one goat as a chatos. V'chipra ha'kayin al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'nislach lehem, and the kayin shall be mechapir, shall atone for the entire Eidah, and it shall be forgiven for them. Kishgagahi, because it was inadvertent, it was an error. V'heimei view as karbanam ishel Hashem, and they have brought their karban, a fire offering for Hashem. V'chatos m'fnei Hashem al shegasam, and their chatos in front of Hashem also was brought for their shgaga, for their inadvertent sin. V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, and it shall be forgiven to the entire Adas Yisrael and for the ger that lives among them, because it happened to everyone unintentionally. So let's just see the first Rashi in Pasuk Chav Dalet, if from the eyes of the assembly, as we said, this is talking about the Sanhedrin, they accidentally paskin something, nesa avera zu, this avera was done, alde shagig, it was through negligence, they erred, kigan shishagu v'hairu, they accidentally gave a wrong ruling, al achas min avaydais, regarding one of the avaydais, avaydais zara, shehim uteris la avaydais zara b'kach, they said it's permitted to do it in this way, meaning, this is not necessarily considered avaydais zara, and it turns out that they made a mistake in their ruling, so then this carbon has to be brought. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with discussing when an individual inadvertently does avodah zarah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.